Welcome to the audio portion of the All of Us Are Dead review. So I'm going to jump right in to the plot, and I'm going to jump right into being very mean. This plot is not very unique. It's a zombie apocalypse. It starts in a high school. It spreads from there, and students that are stuck inside the high school as well as people in the surrounding town have to survive. Very standard. I would say the most unique thing about the plot is the fact that it's set in a high school and the fact that the high school itself is ground zero. I've never personally watched anything like that where you see the virus happen and then spread from there away from the characters as opposed to like on the characters. The characters themselves take a shot every time I say high school student because I'm going to say it a lot, but they are high school students. There are some teachers, there are some parents, and then there's also some military government people later into the story, but I would say the high school students are the main focus of the show. They're the most important, and that's really what it focuses on. I think the characters are good. I did not outline every single character that is in the main group of students, because there's a lot. Some of them do feel like copy and paste characters just for plot development or just to have another character, but for the most part, the characters that I did list, very distinct from each other. I was never getting anybody confused. I was never confusing what was happening to who, so that's a good sign. They have different motivations, different personalities. There are characters that I like, and there are characters that I very much do not like. But given that they are very young teenagers, there are very age-appropriate things happening. So relationships, conversations, morals, values, they're all very age-appropriate. For example, in one scene where they are quite literally barricading themselves from zombies, there is one character that is very, very concerned about whether the fact that her crush is dating someone else or not. Very annoying, but also very appropriate. So I actually liked the characters. There are two students in particular that are villains. The one is just very annoying. The other one that is more so an actual villain, because I would classify him as being more evil, is I actually liked him. I thought that some of his scenes, I think the scenes that he was in were the most enjoyable, because, you know, he's a villain. They're always more enjoyable than the heroes. Well, sometimes, but yeah, so the characters are pretty nice. This is going to be such a boring review because I'm not going to lie. It's kind of a boring show. It's the action scenes are fun. I did find myself enjoying those, you know, typical zombie apocalypse things, running, yelling, killing, dying, typical things. But I did enjoy the action parts. There is one group of friends in particular that are, they have a separate storyline from the main group. I think they're still high school students, but they're a little bit older than the main group. So their conversations are less focused on like relationships and stuff like that, and more focused on surviving, which I enjoyed. So I enjoyed their storyline a bit more than the main storyline. And yeah, those characters are fun. But other than that, like, they have the most action, but other than that, there's a lot of just scenes for the sake of plot development. Like, character development scenes that are very much just sitting in a room and they develop. It's doesn't get more interesting than that. There are a few side stories though that were more enjoyable. There is a police officer who is traveling with a different police officer, but his story is very interesting. His little side story. There's also the reoccurring side story of a internet streamer who is basically just streaming himself, like, walking around and experiencing zombies, which I think is appropriate, I guess, for the time, but those scenes were a little bit odd. They came out of nowhere, is what I'll say. They weren't the worst, but the last character actually that I put on the list, I would have to say that in terms of character development, she is probably my favorite. She's kind of annoying in the beginning, or at least her first appearance, she's kind of annoying. But she does turn into somebody that I actually kind of liked. I think had this show been focused more on adults, I probably would have enjoyed it more because it would have been more relatable. Though, if it was focused more so on the adults, then that probably would have taken away the only unique thing about it, which is the fact that it's set in a high school. So, not looking too good. But the zombies themselves, again, pretty normal. The most unique thing about them is the way that the virus can spread to certain people. There are certain people who, rather than just going full zombie, they'll go like half zombie, and I believe that they are called half bees. So, pretty interesting. There are two major characters in that major character group that this ends up happening to them. So, interesting. I think now would be a good time to say that I would give this show a 3 out of 5. Maybe even a 2.5 or a 2. Not the best zombie apocalypse show that I've watched by any means, but I wouldn't say it's the worst. I would say what makes me knock off points is just the fact that it's very normal. There's nothing that I can really pinpoint that is outstanding about the show, and I think that's usually what makes a show for me is the fact that this is different because of this. But there's really nothing that I can point out that is very different about other zombie apocalypse shows. Another thing that I would knock off points for is the fact that the episodes are very long. Some of them are over an hour long, and there are 12 of them, which is excessive. However, it does. There are scenes that feel like they drag while you're watching it. However, looking back on it, now that I've watched the whole thing, I would say that everything did feel necessary. So there isn't anything that I could particularly point out that I would say remove that and it would be better, like to make it shorter. I don't think there's really anything in there that needs to be removed. Because if you were to remove some things, again, it would probably take away the only uniqueness that the show has. So 3 out of 5. Not the best, not the worst. I would say, though, this is not a show that I would recommend first. I would say if you've seen every other, specifically South Korean zombie movie, film, TV show, series, whatever, then I would say give this a try. But I want to give two other recommendations because there are definitely better things that you can try out first, specifically within South Korea. For series, I would say definitely give Kingdom a try. It's the first thing I reviewed on this site. 5 out of 5, favorite, just read the review and that'll tell you what I love about it. As for movies, Train to Busan, it's a classic. I think, well, it's a classic for a reason. Action-packed, it's really good. The acting is great. The characters are great. The plot development is great. And the ending is great. And it's just a 10 out of 10 movie. And I would really say give that a watch first because I think that's probably the most popular South Korean zombie film TV show out of all of them. Because it's pretty popular. Most people that I've spoken to have seen this movie. So I would really, really give those a try before All of Us Are Dead. But to sum it all up, I would say during the action scenes, I probably would not notice a zombie apocalypse outside of my house. But when you get to those parts that are more so just let's sit in a room and develop these characters, and it starts to get a little slow moving, I think that's when I would probably start to hear some noises and probably venture outside and then probably get eaten or something. So, 3 out of 5, not the greatest, not the worst.